Step into a world of adventure and join our players in the continuation of Waterdeep Dragon Heist in a brand new homebrew adventure called Eye of the Thrallspire. We are thrilled to have you, but we'd be even more thrilled if you became a patron of our podcast on Patreon. I'm Dungeon Lord Jay, and this is Quest.
Hey here. Davil brought us a bugbear hostage that we had to interrogate, get some info from. Apparently his name's Grank. He lives in a hideout run by the Xanathar. That place is chock full of booby traps, security measures, and just downright death. But apparently all he cares about is Silgar, his goldfish. I'm pretty sure Dan shit himself and didn't even wipe up afterwards. We get into the hideout and we come to a door that there's a zombie beholder and some gazers behind, with hundreds of eyes on the walls. I cast darkness on L to get us through it. This giant fishbowl with over 30 something fucking fish in it. But at least we got the Wright brother this time.
The air grows thick as Cam, L, Magic Dan, and Talon step into the Xanathar's private chambers. A vast, circular room lit by strange glowing orbs suspended from the ceiling. The walls are adorned with intricate carvings of eyes, hundreds of them, watching from every surface. Some blink lazily while others remain wide open, unblinking and unsettling. The floor is a polished black stone, reflecting the dim light with a smooth, cold sheen. At the center of the chamber, a massive fishbowl dominates the space, easily 20 feet in diameter. And swimming lazily around this underwater domain are not just one, but over 30 yellow goldfish, each moving gracefully through the crystal clear water. At the far end of the chamber is another tube-like tunnel, its walls pulsating faintly with the strange psionic energy that hums in the air. The sensation is unsettling, as if something, an immensely powerful and psychic object, lies just beyond, drawing you in with an invisible force. Near the front of the room, a set of heavy double doors stands closed, their edges faintly worn. Faint, muffled sounds filter through, the low murmur of distant voices and movement suggesting that whatever lies beyond is likely the audience chamber where the Xanathar himself can be found.
Guys, what the fuck is this?
It appears to be a fishbowl, Tay.
No shit.
Oh yeah, a whole bunch of them. How do we know which one is his, or the one he loves so much?
That's the question, isn't it?
Okay, well, I say we threaten to kill them all.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's not like they would understand you, Dan. Wait.
They'd understand you.
They could. What do I ask a fish?
What's its name? I mean, you figure they gotta know. Well, actually, I have no
idea. Silgar.
I don't think I should just ask which one's Silgar. Do you think they'd tell me? I feel like that'd be a...
I mean, it's not like the fish know they work for an evil crime boss. I mean, they're probably just chilling out in this fishbowl, not knowing about all the horror.
Yeah, like when you talk to Mussolini, do you just be like, hey, who's your papa? And one of them's be like, oh, the crazy fucking eyeball thing on the other side of the room.
Do you know how fish think? I don't know how fish think.
Why would we know how fish think?
Well, he's saying that they wouldn't know that their owner is a crime boss. Maybe they do.
Fair enough. Yeah, it's fair. Well, I guess there's only one thing you can do is try it.
Well, I will cast my once per day use of speak with animals.
You're not casting it on the animal that allows it to speak to you. You can speak animal language.
No, it's on me, and they'll all hear me.
Okay.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Would one of you happen to be Silgar?
You hear a muffled, faint voice come from within the massive fishbowl.
I'm Silgar.
Silgar, you sound soft. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Why don't you come over here so we can have a conversation? I just want to make sure you're all right.
Okay.
You see a goldfish swim to the side of the fish tank.
Well, you know, it seems, are these all your brothers and sisters? Is this your family out here?
They don't talk to me.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Silgar. Are you taken care of here?
I'm Silgar.
All right, Silgar, well, you want to go on an adventure?
Who are you?
I'm a soon-to-be dear friend of yours.
I would want to go on an adventure with my friend.
Yeah, well, let's do it.
Okay.
Cam's gonna, like, put his head in his hand for a second and just be like, what are we gonna fucking, like, whisper to behind you guys, what are we gonna fucking carry this fish in?
Dan, I'm sure you have a beer mug on you.
Oh, hold on. Yep. Oh. You never know if you're gonna find anything good in this place. I mean, he's a monster, but I'm sure he has, like, some taste.
How tall did you say this fish tank was?
20 feet high.
Oh, boy. I'm gonna need a boost or something, guys. This is pretty high up here.
Let's three stooge this shit.
Three adventures in a trench coat.
I'll go over and give Cam a boost so you can get to the...
Sure. You can give Cam a boost where you can reach the lip of the fishbowl, sure? Do you want to...
Yeah, I'm going to try and, like, pull myself up so I can get the beer mug in there and...
Make me a acrobatics check.
That's a 16.
You pull yourself up over to the lip of the fishbowl and reach the mug over to dip into the fishbowl, and the mug magically bounces out of your hand and is ejected across the room.
That's problematic.
As you reach down, you can touch and feel it as if there is some sort of magical force, cling wrap, all over the top of the fishbowl, not allowing you to reach in through it.
Oh, man. I knew something like this would happen. Guys, I can't get a mug into there.
Can we tell how thick the glass is for this fishbowl?
Very. Like an aquarium.
So not something we'd be able to, like, smash if we...
It would be very difficult.
Ah, dang, that was kind of one of my other plans.
Can anybody dispel whatever's going on the top of this tank?
I'm not big on the getting rid of magic aspect of things. Dan, I don't know if that's something you can do.
Let's cook them in the bowl.
I'm going to, like, get down off the fish tank and go grab the mug, walk up to the glass, and I'm going to say, stay... Right there. I'm coming to get you, all right? I promise, Silgar.
Who are you?
Your friend. We're going on an adventure.
I want to go on an adventure.
Let's do it. Just stay real close to the glass over here. I don't want to lose you.
Okay.
I'm going to use my once per day free use of Misty Step to try and...
I figured that.
Holy mama!
And this is how Cam dies.
You tell Silgar, wait here. What you are slowly discovering is that Silgar has about a 6-second memory.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in the midst of casting your spell. It has already been cast. When from the shadows at the back of the chamber, where that tube-like tunnel is, a sinister presence emerges, gliding effortlessly through the tube-like tunnel. Slowly, a grotesque figure reveals itself. A mind flayer. Its pale, chalk-white flesh standing out against the dim light. It moves with eerie grace, its long black robes flowing behind it, adorned with a high, jagged collar that gives it a menacing silhouette. Its tentacles twitch slightly as its black eyes fix upon you. The creature pauses, surveying the room with an air of contempt when Cam teleports inside of the fishbowl. The Mind Flayer will project in all of your minds.
My master will be most displeased that I left the Thrall Spire unguarded for this nuisance.
It will glide forward towards you guys as Cam's swimming around in the water. What do you guys want to do?
I'm going to deploy Gundog.
Okay.
Next to the fishbowl. And I'm going to have it basically kind of ramp up flamethrower. You're getting closer, I'm going to boil the whole fucking bowl. Don't try me.
Looking out from the glass, Cam is like screaming, air bubbles are coming out.
And the fish is wandering away.
I'm trying to like swim after it and shit.
No matter. I will feast on your minds and deliver your hollowed husk to the Xanathar.
Roll initiative. So let's do L first.
23.
He was ready. Magic Dan.
4. I'm not ready.
You were busy lighting Gundog.
Yeah, lighting him up like a flamethrower.
Talon?
2.
Cam?
I got an 8.
The Mind Flayer gets dangerously close to the group of you. L, you are first in the order. What would you like to do?
All right, so he sees the Mind Flayer floating towards him, and he's going to... You're going to start to see him kind of vibrate a little bit, and then 4 other L's pop into existence as I cast Mirror Image. Take a gaze at this, you fucker.
I can see your mind.
Well, that's not what I was planning for.
He's going to see Gundog heating up the fishbowl, and he knows he can't let that happen. So he's going to approach Magic Dan. And Magic Dan, he's going to attack you with his tentacles. That is a 13 to hit.
You got it.
You take 17 psychic damage.
Ooh.
And you are grappled. And you also need to make an intelligence saving throw.
And roll like this all night. 12.
You fail. You are also stunned. This mind flayer reaches its tentacles out towards you.
Your end will be slow. Agonizing.
And his tentacles will slowly wrap around your face. And everything sort of goes black in your mind as you're frozen by just the... It's almost like a static shock of like an electric eel. It sort of paralyzes your body as the tentacles wrap and pull you in close to its mouth. Next in the order is Magic Dan. You are stunned, so stuff happens to you.
Nope, stunned is like...
Oh, you're fucked. Oh, man. So you just end your turn. You don't even get a save again. Yeah, someone else is going to have to save him. The target is medium or smaller. It has the grappled condition.
We've seen Dan without pants. He's definitely medium or smaller.
They would have to roll a 16 on a strength or to break the grapple. So it would be a contested strength check or a DC 16 strength check to pull him out of it. Or teleport him out if we had Dimension Door. I mean, there's a million different ways you could do it. But that he's basically stunned. So right now, Magic Dan, there is nothing you can do.
Okay. Well, I will say this. Gundog operates independently, so he is still warming up that bowl.
Okay.
Was I able to follow Silgar as he was kind of maybe moving in that 6-second span?
Why don't you make me a find Silgar check, so investigation or perception?
That'll be an 11.
You think you find Silgar. Roll a d6.
3. I'm going to try and scoop him up in the beer mug.
Absolutely. You reach out and scoop up the goldfish, and as you place your hand over it, it is... some sort of illusion. It blasts and sends out a psychic pulse. I need you to make a wisdom saving throw. You fail, and you're stunned until the end of your next turn.
That's a fucking problem.
So you just lost a turn. So here's the thing. What you come to realize as that psychic pulse is stunning you, that every single one of these fish is a trap, except for the one Silgar.
Oh, boy.
All right. Next in the order, Tay.
I want to cast Polymorph on Magic Dan and turn him into a giant ape.
I'm Monkey Dan. Ooh, 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 ooh. Monkey Dan.
Your game statistics and your mental ability scores are replaced by the statistics of this giant ape. So you don't just, like, transform into Magic Dan ape. You are a giant ape.
Not a lot changes, honestly. A little bit more chest hair.
So you turn into a giant ape. Magic Dan, what does your giant ape form look like? Is it red?
It's a big red orangutan style ape.
Love that. And it's giant, so it's like fucking abnormal.
A Mighty Joe Young.
Exactly the size of Mighty Joe Young, for sure.
But red.
All right, awesome. I'm a big orangutan.
Can the hat stay on just for...
Oh, yeah, the hat is definitely staying on.
Oh, the hat grew with... the body? Oh, perfect.
No, it's still small, but it stays on my head.
Taylan, you weave together the magic and shoot it forth towards Magic Dan. And Magic Dan, your body begins to swell as you, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, start to transform into this monstrous ape. And it immediately breaks the tentacles off of the Mind Flayer as it, like, backs away in fear.
Monkey Dan.
You can see Cam is in pain, not just from being stunned, but not being able to make a joke about this at Dan's expense.
What the fuck is that?
Monkey Dan.
I'm going to say, just because of how awesome that is, that you're not stunned anymore. Tay, is there anything else you would like to do?
I would like to quicken a firebolt.
Okay.
and shoot Mind Flayer. 14?
That misses. It shoots towards this Mind Flayer, but he just waves his hand and psionic energy dissipates it in the air. All right, L, you are up.
I'm going to send Dragon to swoop in on the Mind Flayer, and I'm going to rush it and Booming Blade the Mind Flayer. 26 to hit?
That hits.
29 points of damage.
Mamma mia. Okay. It takes it.
When the fuck did Volo get here?
I'm missing out on all these good lines.
My next turn is just internal monologue.
You run up, stab your blade into it, this booming energy surrounding its body. The Mind Flayer reaches out and grabs you by your shirt.
Nobody touches the fucking shirt.
I need Magic Dan, I'm sorry, Monkey Dan, Talon, and L to each make intelligence saving throws. As the Mind Flayer takes his two fingers, puts them up to his temple, and flicks his fingers forward.
I got a 9.
You failed?
9.
You failed?
14.
You failed.
We're doing great, guys.
Each of you take 4d8 plus 5, 20 points of psychic damage. And each of you have the stunned condition for 1 minute. But you can repeat the saving throw at the end of each of your turns, ending the effect on a success. So you basically get your turn, it ends, and then you roll again. The Mind Flayer stuns all of you in its psychic blast, and it begins chuckling in your minds.
I know the weakness buried deep in your minds. Such fragile things waiting to shatter.
Next in the order, Magic Dan.
16.
Yep, you break concentration when you are...
incapacitated.
Incapacitated breaks concentration. You lost, Monkey Dan.
Ah.
So short for this world.
Didn't even get to do anything with it.
I know, so sad. However, your intelligence save would probably be worse because the ape is not very smart. So, and you are. So, and you rolled low, so we're good. We're good there. It sends out its psychic wave. It says it's a dramatic thing. And then, Talon, when your body begins to stiffen up and freeze as your mind just leaves you, the spell drops. And Magic Dan, you shrink Mario Brothers style down back into Magic Dan. And are also sort of reeling like Mortal Kombat finish him. That's that. So now, Magic Dan, you failed that saving throw, right?
Okay, so that'd be an 18.
You succeed. You shrink out of ape form, but break free of the Mind Flayer's stunned. But that's the end of your turn. Cam.
Like a rock. Am I still stunned, right? Like a rock, Cam starts to sink down towards the bottom of the fish bowl, finally realizing what it feels like to be a like fishing weight on the end of a line, and just stares off at his friends fighting while he is incapacitated and starting to struggle to breathe.
At the end of your turn, you do come out of the stun condition, and you can start desperately looking around for Silgar again. But now, you've lost him. Next in the order, Tay. Roll an intelligence saving throw.
17.
That succeeds. You break free from the stunned. L.
Oh, hell yeah, 26.
You also break out of the stunned. Hey, how about this? Since you guys are kind of, you know, not feeling so great about it, one of you, roll a d6. Let's see if he gets his mind blast back. Let's see if he stuns you again. Who wants to roll it? You're looking at anything but a 5 and a 6.
Fucking 6.
Man, this is bad, guys. Well, it was a fun game, I swear. He's going to mind blast again.
Ah, super duper. So, intelligence saving throw again?
Yes, please, from all three of you.
Come on.
Dirty 20.
You succeed.
Filthy 20.
18.
You succeed.
Dirty 20.
So this time, you guys were ready for it, and you dodge out of the way of his psychic attack as it has no effect on you. It's very angry. Its tentacles writhe and twist frantically. Magic Dan, you're up.
I'm going to hit him with a firebolt from the arcane cannon.
Okay.
25.
That hits.
A 7 damage.
7 damage. It takes it. You blast it with your fiery cannon as he gets... It launches in his shoulder, and you see a little bit of blood streak down its tentacle. It's taken damage. It's not bloodied yet, but it's taken damage. Cam, you're up.
Realizing that, like, touching and interacting with this fish was what really got him in trouble, and process of elimination is going to take a long time. Cam is going to try and take off his shirt and pull it towards as many fish as he can to try and hit all of them with the shirt at the same time.
Make a investigation or perception check.
That's a 7.
Okay, I severely reduced the DC to give you more of a chance because you are spreading a wider arc. However, I do need you to roll a, let's say, a D4 to see how many traps set off.
That's a 4. I rolled high on that one.
This is bad. Okay, roll a D6 4 times, please.
In order, it's 6, 1, 5, 1.
6 is a reroll.
A 1. So 3 1s and a 5.
Okay, that's not the worst thing ever.
Ooh.
As you're dragging your shirt through the fish, they start popping like popcorn. And the first couple of them pop with this arc of electricity. So you take a total 6d8. Lightning damage.
It's going to be close, boys. Tell me you rolled really low. That was his roll.
It's 34 lightning damage.
We have 10 health.
At least you're not dead.
Yeah. What do you mean, being unconscious while in an entombed fucking fishbowl would be a bad thing? You know, I didn't think that.
As you are dragging your shirt through, you find a something solid, like you hit something solid. And you think that it's Silgar. As you go to reach for it, it disperses into water. It's a false Silgar.
It's a good thing that the water hides my tears. I think that was my action, so I think that's my turn. Yeah, I have 20 rounds before I start drowning.
Tay, you're next in the order.
I cast Fireball.
Fucking Mind Flayers, man.
I failed with a 4, or I'm sorry, a 7.
I will empower the spell. When I roll damage for a spell, I can spend 1 sorcery point to reroll up to 5 dice. 27 points of fire damage.
A bead of fire streaks from Talon's staff as it dots the mind flayer on the top of his head and then explodes in a massive detonation that rumbles the entire chamber. The mind flayer takes the brunt of the damage and is now looking bloodied as he recovers from the fire damage, the smoke dissipating. We see him standing there, one of his arms limp to the side and blood dripping, black blood dripping out his eyes and down his tentacles. He is bloodied.
I will use Tides of Chaos.
Okay, to roll with advantage.
To roll with advantage.
Awesome. Talon just starts blasting this dude, striking this mind flayer as he's getting pushed backwards. L, it's your turn.
Dragon's going to swoop in again. We're going to go for another booming blade. I'm going to run and slide and basically just like try to jab him through like the leg with the rapier. Right in his dick. 22.
That hits.
41 points of damage.
God damn. What?
L, as Talon blasts this thing multiple times with fire, you slide in and you kill it. What do you want to do? How do you want to kill it?
All right, so I think what he does is he comes in, he slides, but he slides on his back, and then he kicks both of his feet out, so he trips the mind flayer, and he just points the rapier up so the mind flayer lands face first right on the blade.
So the mind flayer gets stabbed through the face, its eyeballs almost bulging out of its head as it slowly droops down onto your blade, getting closer and closer to your face until you toss him off of you.
Told you not to touch the fucking shirt.
You're the mind flayer slayer.
Okay, besides all that, we gotta get Cam out of the fucking fishbowl.
Yeah, I know. Also, was I a monkey for a second?
Yes.
Okay, cool. We might need to keep that in our back pocket. Anyway, let's get him out.
Just start tapping the side of the glass.
Okay, so Cam, we are still dealing with you. I need another investigation or perception check, please.
It's a nat one.
Roll a d6, please.
6. Of course, this is the higher dice, a 5.
You think you find Silgar, but as you reach for it, it turns into harmless water.
You guys look at, like, Cam in this fishbowl, frantically, no shirt on, like his fancy shirts floating up in the water, charred to a crisp somehow in this water, bleeding from his nose, just, like, grab a fish and it disappears in water. You think he might be crying. You never seen Cam cry and he's underwater, but it's like something's wrong.
We got to figure out which fish it is before Cam drowns and that Xanathar feller comes in and kills the shit out of us.
What would happen if we dump the thing over?
Dude, you're not moving this goal. Like, it is, it's aquarium.
What if I got turned into a giant ape?
Okay, now we're talking.
Can I send my familiar?
I think you can.
I don't mind having him pop up and touch a fish, because even if it sets off a trap.
Well, he will die.
He will die, but at least that's one less he has
yes,
to do.
I agree.
Hey, buddy, this might suck for a minute, but Cam needs your help. And then I basically just kind of like, he's like sitting on my arm and I motion him towards like if I was going to send a bird of prey off into the air, but I send him straight into the glass, have him disappear, and then pop up next to the first fist that I saw.
Yes. So you push forward. It disappears for a moment and reappears in the water, its feathers sort of floating around. Cam, you see that its beak is pointed at a fish, and it keeps nodding its head at the fish.
Cam, like, frantically swimming over to get this thing in the beer mug.
You swim over, and you have your beer mug, and you grasp onto the fish. It's slimy. There's a fucking fish in the beer mug.
Tears of happiness filling. This water bowl is salty at this point from the tears and the blood. Like, there's just a trail of blood coming from his nose back behind him. Yeah, I grab that fish, and I'm going to, like, look to your owl and, like, smile at it and misty step back out of there. And, like, drops to a knee and, like, spits up, like, water, throws up a little bit, and, like, holds the mug out to Dan for him to, like, grab it.
Oh, sweet. Thanks, a drink.
No, Dan, no.
Oh, sorry, fish. Sorry, we got the fish.
You look down into the beer mug. Inside is a tiny little golden goldfish.
Hello, Stilgar. You just saved Waterdeep.
You mean Silgar?
Whatever, man.
Cam is gonna, like, shake his hair off and, like, grab a healing potion from his, like, pocket, look at it, the thought of more liquid inside of him making him sick to his stomach, and then chug the healing potion.
And I'm gonna disperse Dragon from inside and then have him reappear. I can't believe that worked. So now we get to go confront the Xanathar. Cam, please tell me you have, like, a good speech written for this, because we can't send Dan in there.
Oh, man, I can do some talking.
I'm very oxygen-deprived. You might have to give me another moment. He's going to chug his other healing potion.
There are two directions to go from this room. There's the direction that the Mind Flayer came from, which is currently glowing this sort of purple psionic energy, and there is the door that leads to the Xanathar.
Yeah, the Mind Flayer did say he stepped away from the Thrall Spire to come deal with us, so I'm guessing that tunnel leads to that.
That's a good point.
Do we want to go through the doors?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Make sure you have something ready in case this thing just whips and turns on us. We're ready to kill a fucking cold fish.
And I drink my healing potion.
I'm going to, like, put my hand on El's shoulder, and I'm going to say, Let me go first.
Okay. And while he's walking forward, I'm going to take one of my healing potions.
You honestly, what actually happens is you all are like, man, I really need to. Oh, I need really. And then you all just go, cheers. And down them all at the same time. Yeah, might as well.
It's like two half, like, large doors in front of us.
Yeah, it's a big circle that is split in half of wooden doors. It's about 10 inches off the floor.
I'm going to, like, rip open one of the doors and not even knowing if Xanathar is in the room next door and say, Xanathar, we've come to bargain.
Fuck, that's awesome. So you toss open the doors like Aragorn in the Lord of the Rings and you step into a grand audience chamber, a massive space of sleek, polished black marble. The floor gleams beneath your feet, its surface interrupted only by the grand symbol of the Xanathar's Guild, intricately inlaid in gold, stretching across the center of the room. Tall, fluted columns line the wall, reaching up to a high, domed ceiling, where faint, shimmering light filters down. At the far end, perched on a hovering stone dais is the Xanathar, the grotesque beholder crime lord, his floating form in stark contrast to the elegant surroundings. His backside is turned towards you. His eye stalks twitch erratically. Beneath him, held in place by tendrils of dark, pulsating magic, are the open lord, Lairel Silverhand, and the blackstaff, Vajra Safar. The tendrils coil around their bodies like serpents, the magic writhing and hissing with energy, holding them aloft, helpless. Their faces pale as if their strength is seemingly drained from them, and they don't struggle against the enchantment. Each time the Xanathar's eye stalks twitch, the dark spell tightens. The grotesque beholder maintains his concentration, his form hovering above the regal chamber, as he sustains the foul magic imprisoning two of the Waterdeep's most powerful leaders. Without looking.
What could you bargain with the Xanathar? Look upon your leaders, broken and powerless.
You may have our leaders, but we have your fucking goldfish.
Silgar?
And I point the arcane firearm at the beer mug.
And so as we're walking in, there's three other elves, and then they all just wink out of existence because the spell ends.
Xanathar, my patience is short and my temper is even shorter. I have swum through a fish tank, which, frankly, for one real fish, had way too much shit in it, okay? I have no recourse but to tell you to let them go and leave this city, now and forever, or we will kill this fish. If we give you this fish and you do not hold up your end of the bargain, so may help Queen Titania and Queen Maeve herself will not be able to save you from my wrath.
Gundog, take aim. And then Gundog, like, props up and takes aim at the beer mug.
I love this, like, 60-second setup scene. You guys bust in the room and you're like, here's what's going to happen. And then you all just sort of get in position. And we're like, wait, one more badass thing. No, one more badass thing.
As you're giving your speech, right, and all of you burst into the room, you got the gun on the goldfish. Everybody's got their badass thing going on. You're all posed in the doorway. The Xanathar, at first, doesn't turn around, but one of his eye stalks turns behind him, and he sees the mug as you guys, like, tilted it to show that the fish is in the mug, and he spins around so that all but two of his menacing eyes are upon you, and the effect is instant. All traces of smugness vanish from his face. His massive central eye widens in shock.
That's my Silgar. No. Bring him to me now.
Did you not listen to anything I just said? Xanathar, we are bargaining here. You want the fish, release them and leave the city.
Unless you want to blast it to paste all over this wall.
So we are going to do a little bit of a skill challenge, okay? So it's not a skill challenge. It's just we're going to assess your bargaining skills. I need you to make a charisma check of some sort. So either persuasion or deception.
I'm going to let you know I can't roll below a 21 on persuasion.
That's okay.
Let's see what we get here.
Don't tell them that.
Oh, that's a 29.
Fine. You have my attention. You have something I want. Silgar. So speak before I change my mind. What can I offer you?
I don't come here for money. I don't come here for personal gains. I need you to leave this city. I need you to leave this city, frankly, as rapidly as you attacked it. I need you gone. I need these people released from whatever spell you have on them. And we will just call it a day. You can go on and perform your conquest elsewhere. Doesn't affect me, but this city needs you gone.
Make a persuasion check, whatever.
That's a 28.
Jesus.
Yeah.
About fucking time we roll for our side. Hell yeah.
An 18 and a 17 back to back.
Hmm. Interesting. Waterdeep is ripe for the taking. But Silgar is irreplaceable. Perhaps we can come to an understanding.
We're listening.
No one else needs to die here today, Xanathar.
Silgar means much to me, but I am so close to achieving my dominion of the entirety of Waterdeep.
What good is a kingdom with no one to rule it with?
If I am to halt my attack, I need assurances.
The last thing I want to do, Xanathar, is kill Silgar. I've had conversations with him. I can see why you're so attached to him. He is, for his short memory and everything, a beautiful creature.
I couldn't agree more. How about this? You give me Silgar, and I will call back my forces. I will descend deeper into Undermountain, leave the city. But I will keep what leverage I already have.
And a couple of his eye stalks motion over to the Laerel Silverhand and the Blackstaff.
These two will remain with me. Insurance, you understand.
If you release the Blackstaff now, I can agree to those terms. We need something to assure that I give you this fish and you hold up your end of the bargain.
Another check.
21.
No. I want one of them as my long-term insurance. One of these two stay with me for good. That is my price. If you betray me, if your precious city even thinks about turning against me, one of them will suffer for your failures.
Ham's going to be like, give us the Blackstaff, and you hold on to the Open Lord.
Very well. Your terms are acceptable. In exchange for the safe return of my precious Silgar, I will withdraw my forces and cease hostilities against Waterdeep, and I will descend to the deepest depths of Undermountain.
Your terms are accepted, and I am going to open up my book and start writing the contract.
Know this. I am a beholder of my word. As long as our agreement is honored, I shall keep my end of the bargain.
I appreciate that, but I need to write something down for this.
Of course. Put it in writing.
You know, honestly, if under different circumstances, we might have hung out at some point. But yes, yes, yes.
Do hurry. I grow impatient.
Like, finishes up, makes two lines on it, signs his whole full name on there, and then walks over to Xanathar to have him.
So the Xanathar this whole time has been, like, hovering above you guys on the stone platform where the Blackstaff and the Open Lord are. He will levitate off of the platform and sink down to where you are at, and now you are face to face with the beholder crime lord of Waterdeep, the Xanathar, and it is horrifying.
Do you need a pen? Do you have a
Well, first of all, is there any fuckery in this contract?
No.
Okay, it is exactly the terms that you have agreed upon?
Exactly the terms, yeah.
The Xanathar will chuckle. And he will take a little... one of his eye stalks curls down, and with a fine-tuned laser beam, he will signature the Xanathar in big letters on the page as it sizzles.
What a fine signature. And I'll, like, close the book forcefully and, like, hook it all back on my belt.
He will take another eye stalk, shoot a purplish-pinkish beam over towards the black staff and the black vines around her, this black tendrils of energy, dissipate as her limp body floats and hovers nearby the Xanathar.
Return Shilgar to me. Let us conclude this arrangement.
Dan, give him the fish.
All right. Real slow-like.
I'll be ready to catch the black staff, please.
Got it.
I'll dump a small stone into the water.
What? Dan.
Just as insurance, I'm not activating it.
What is this? Trickery?
No, just insurance.
We had a deal.
That is the deal. It's coming with you. Take the stone out when as soon as you get him. I just don't want to make sure you cut us back.
You push the tankard of fish forward as the Xanathar simultaneously levitates the black staff in your direction, and at the exact same time, they are both released. The magical energy catches the tankard, and L, you catch the black staff. Immediately, one of the ice dogs rips the fucking stone out of the water.
Oh, Shilgar, my precious, my sweet, perfect little one. Look at you swimming so gracefully. Did they treat you well? Did they feed you? I was so worried about you, my oochie-goochie-woodoo-woodoo fish.
Oh, Xanathar, one more thing. Not about our agreement, but Shilgar has expressed an interest to see some sights.
You know, as a pet owner myself, I kind of get this.
I don't know what somebody I would do if somebody got me Asselini on me.
That is enlightening. Thank you.
Love to say see you again, but I truly hope not.
Yeah, you're fucking gross.
Dan!
That was rude.
Yeah, listen, he's not very good.
We've seen so much growth out of you, and then you just revert back to just...
The Xanathar begins laughing. Slowly at first, just little chuckles.
You think returning Shilgar means you can walk away? I will keep my word, but you dare invade my home? Stole what is precious to me? I will not allow it. I will tear you apart.
And as he's saying this, like, he starts... The fish floats very safely towards him. But he starts eyeball rays, laser beams, rocks start falling from the ceiling as he says,
I will tear you apart for what you've done. No one steals from the Xanathar.
Excuse me, as part of the terms of the contract, this is in Waterdeep.
You guys start running. The Xanathar is going to start chasing after you, and he is going to start shooting laser beams, eye rays at random, chasing you through the rest of the dungeon. So, we are going to run a skill challenge. Each of you, individually, needs to roll 4 successful DC 16 checks to escape. The rules of a skill challenge still apply, so you can't use the same skill you have already used, but you can use ones that other people have used.
Can Cam shout, I believe in you guys. We're going to make it out of here, and give each of them a bardic inspiration. I have 4 left.
Yeah.
Okay, dope. So I'll give 1 to each of you.
Each of you have to make 4 successful checks. Every time you fail a check, a random eye ray hits you. And you have to roll for that random eye ray. And this is, I mean, there's a death ray, a petrification ray. Like, if you turn to stone, that's it. So, like, there is some really, really tough ones. And the Xanathar is chasing after you, like, hard.
I am going to, as we're running, kind of try and pull, like, a juke move to the right fake him out and try and deceive him.
Okay, I'll allow it. Make a deception check.
It's a 19.
I want to use Arcana. Seeing the way Cam is juking back and forth, mimic him.
Try to mimic him. Make a performance check. Okay. Roll a d10.
No words need to be said. Yeah.
10.
So 10 is the death ray. The Xanathar are screaming, and we sort of get this slow motion shot of we see Cam juking back and forth.
You do have a D8 for Bardic.
13.
13? No, that fails. And that's your D8. Mouth open, hundreds of teeth in there, and he's just screaming out that he's going to tear all of you apart, but it's in slow motion. And we see eye rays shooting along the ceiling, just letting rocks fall down. And one eye ray curls around the side, and it swirls with this black energy, and it strikes towards you. I need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
8.
As a College of Eloquence bard, and you can tell me this is bullshit, I have an ability called Unfailing Inspiration. When a creature uses a bardic inspiration die of mine and fails a check, they keep the bardic inspiration die.
He already failed the check, though. That's the key.
Okay, no, I thought he was rolling a second check.
Oh, he is rolling another save. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Everybody slow down. You said Eloquence Bard?
Yeah, Unfailing Inspiration. I was waiting for a chance to use Unfailing Inspiration, and, like, there's never been, like, a...
What did you roll originally?
7 plus 1, 8.
So you need an 8 on this die.
You need 8 on this die.
Come on. You hit an 8, we're going to the craps table after this.
That's a 4.
Talon, you take a total of 10 d10.
Oh my god.
So you could survive this.
Theoretically, you could.
You could.
But Jay rolls like a monster when he rolls damage.
61.
I'm down.
Does that take you past your max in the negative?
Negative 10.
The target dies if the ray reduces it to 0 hit points.
Oh, fuck. No, Tay, no. 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 No.
Tay. The eye ray shoots past, and it strikes you in your back.
Oh!
And we have this sort of slow motion moment, right? What's going on in your mind? What do you say before you'd perish?
Get out of here, guys. Please.
And you collapse.
Talon!
Son of a bitch!
As the Xanathar floats over his body quickly, you all run past. Talon is dead. Next is El.
He looks back, sees that Talon got hit, and just tears start to fall down his face. And then, like, he just disappears, and he shoots forward a little bit, hopefully dodging the eye rays.
I will allow a spellcasting check, so like plus whatever to hit for your spells, or you can make like a acrobatics check.
I'll go ahead and do acrobatics. Natural 20.
Yes, you succeed. That's one success for you. We move back to who started this?
I did.
Okay, so Dan hasn't gone yet.
No.
All right, so we're gonna go around the circle like this. So Dan, you're next.
Okay, I'm gonna roll a survival check.
I can see survival is like navigating the way you came in. You remember this route and this route. So yeah, absolutely. Survival is one that doesn't need a lot of description.
21.
That's a success. Next in the order, Cam.
I'm going to look back, tears in my eyes, and say, with the beams you are shooting, if you don't want your loved ones to die, you should seriously consider think about stopping and try and like use persuasion to get him to stop a step. I'm a charisma-based, you know.
I know, buddy.
We should have written into the contract that he doesn't kill us.
I'm going to try to recall the exact path that we came to come in here. So maybe like a history? Okay. Yes, that's a 22.
L, you're up next. What would you like to do?
I would like to use stealth, using the darkness to hide where I'm at. 24.
That's a success. That's your second success. Magic Dan.
I'm going to use my perception to see where everybody's doing to dodge all these fuckers.
Yeah, that's your second success, correct?
Yep.
Okay, we are back to Cam.
How big was the goldfish? Like, fits in my hand type shit, right? tell me if this is bullshit. Prestidigitation allows me to create a non-magical trinket or illusory image that can fit in my hand that lasts until the end of the turn. I want to prestidigitation, you know, Silgar, and like toss it behind me to deceive him into thinking that it may not be by his side.
Okay, so listen, I'll give you that, but with disadvantage because he's literally carrying the...
Oh, for sure, yeah. Okay. I can see that.
You can do a different check if you want, but I will allow that with disadvantage.
If it's a skill check, I technically don't think I can fail because of...
Oh, because of your thing? Okay, then you're good. So that's your third success. Yeah, and giving you three success. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah. I'm being a bard at the table talking you into shit, okay. So...
That is the point of a skill challenge. All right, is to talk me into whatever your idea was. You fooled me. So... no more charisma checks for you. You've used them all. Next in the order is... L?
I'm going to use investigation to find the best route that will give me cover.
Or secret doors or something?
23.
You succeed. That is your third success. Hope you guys might make it. Magic Dan.
I'm going to use investigation to map the best path. 25.
You succeed.
Like there are doors in the hallway we're running along. As I'm walking by, you sleight of hand to like rip one open to kind of like use it as a barricade from a beam hitting us.
Oh, like quick reaction.
Quick reaction, like run past it, whip open a door.
Okay.
This is what I'm real nervous about. That's a nat 1.
Roll a d10.
Boy. Oh, boy.
Don't get a 10.
That's the one I want. Come on. A 6. That's the other death ray.
Make a strength saving throw.
Fuck me sideways. That's a 3, because I get a minus 1 in strength.
You fail. As he uses a telekinetic ray, he grabs onto your legs, rips them out from underneath of you. You trip, and you have disadvantage on your next attempt.
Okay, that could have been worse.
I told you, he literally, Talon rolled the worst possible one. Next in the order is L.
I'm going to use history to remember the quickest way to get out of here. A 15.
Okay.
I still have my bardic.
So you succeed.
So I succeed.
Magic Dan, you're next.
I'm going to use my animal handling, and Meowsalini is at the end of the grate.
He's near the finish line.
He's near the flesh line.
That's amazing.
Meowing as hard as he can to let me know where to go.
We're almost there. Okay, I'll fucking, yeah, let's do it. That's good.
17.
That is a success. Is that your final success?
That is my final success.
Cam.
Cam, now firmly face planted on the ground, is going to misty step and like push himself up into a run at the same time.
So you want to make an acrobatics check?
Yeah. Ooh, that's a 19. That's my last one. Oh, man.
The Xanathar chases you guys towards the city, but you guys manage to make it to a sewer grate, pull yourselves up, and as eye rays shoot through the hole, you tumble and make your way onto the surface and start fucking running.
I grab Meowsalini as I, like, tumble out, like, in a single move, just like, meow.
It's like in those action movies where they jump at the last minute and the explosion bursts out past them. It's you guys jumping at the last minute, all three of you, almost like arm in arm, jumping out of this manhole as magical, colorful eye rays burst out in explosion behind you. And as you hit the stones and do a tumble roll, that's where we end the episode. We are incredibly grateful for all your support and for joining us on these wild adventures. If you're enjoying the show and want to help us keep the adventure going, consider becoming a patron on our Patreon. As a patron, you'll get access to exclusive content and behind-the-scenes extras. We appreciate you and can't wait to see you next time. I'm Dungeon Lord Jay, and this has been Quest.
Boy. God damn, we lost Talon.
Oh God, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry, Talon.